It's kind of providential that that this is the Sunday right before Ash Wednesday. You know, Easter is very late this year. Normally, the eighth Sunday of ordinary time would actually be falling sometime after Easter. But because Easter is so late this year and Ash Wednesday is therefore late, we have these readings before Lent, and I think it's just so providential that these readings are assigned to the very Sunday before Lent, because what's that theme in the Gospel that we just heard, and in the first reading as well? That theme that we hear is that we have such great dignity, we have such great worth. God, Christ, tells us in that Gospel, he says, don't worry about these other things because God will provide. And then he says, look at the birds in the sky. They don't do anything. They don't worry about anything. And God provides for them. He says, look at how the flowers in the field are totally decked out in all sorts of beauty. And aren't you worth more than that? Christ tells us elsewhere, of course, remember that not a single bird falls from the sky without the Father knowing it. That every single hair in your head has been counted. The theme is that we are worth so much in God's eyes. Now, I said this is providential that it falls right before Ash Wednesday, because guess what? In just a few days, you're going to have ashes rubbed on your forehead and you're going to be told that you are dust. It's interesting, right? Here we're being told what great worth we have and not to worry. And then in a few short days, we will be told that we are dust. Now, of course, there's a lot of qualifying that could be done on that. Of course, on Ash Wednesday, when you have those ashes smeared on your head, the priest is not telling you you're worth nothing. He's not contradicting what's in the Gospel today. He's saying something else. He's saying, you know, make sure that you realize that in the whole span of eternity, your life is kind of a speck. And that all of us, our material wealth, our bodies themselves, will return to the dust from which they came. Until one day, of course, when the Lord raises up our bodies. But I think it's so important that we keep this in mind, the great worth that we have, the great worth that we have, the great dignity we have, not only as having been created in God's image and likeness, but the great dignity that God gives us even more through the sacraments, starting with baptism. We're about to celebrate this baptism, reminder of our own baptism, that we have been given an additional dignity, an additional worth, an additional value through the fact that we have been configured to the very person of God incarnate, Jesus Christ himself. And we heard this same theme in that first reading from the prophecy of Isaiah. This analogy is given that even if a mother could forget her infant. Now, why did they pick that analogy? They picked that analogy because the closest relationship we could probably ever think of here on earth, the most intimate, closest relationship we could probably ever conceive of in the natural order, is the relationship of a mother and her child. And that's why that analogy is used and said, even if a mother could forget her child, God could not forget you. God will not forget you. That the most intimate union, the most intimate relationship we could imagine here on earth, that God's love for us is even greater. That same theme in the Gospel. I think it's so important for us to remember that. And the last point is, what about everything that Christ says in terms of preparation? Christ says, don't worry about what you're going to eat or drink or what you're going to wear. And then he has this great line. He says, all of these things the pagans seek. He's basically saying, if you're worried about all of those things, you're a pagan, because that's all they do. Pagans are the ones who really worry about what they're going to eat and drink and what they're going to wear and are they provided for. Now, this kind of flies in the face of us in the military, because we think, my God, like, you didn't plan. Like, you need to think ahead. You need to plan. You need to prepare. You need to make sure that everything is taken care of. And that's true, but Christ is saying, don't totally forget about those things, but he's saying, make sure that what you put first, what your highest priority is, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be given you. So he's not saying just neglect them entirely. He's saying don't seek after them first and foremost, as the pagans do. He says instead, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those other things will be taken care of. I'll wrap up by telling you a quick story. So at my old parish in Washington, D.C., I had a pretty active young adult group, and we did a mission trip every summer. And it was usually about 15 kids and me, and then you would usually get one or two of the nuns to come with us and some seminarians maybe. But 2 years ago, we went to Argentina. We went to this place in Argentina, which is actually the same order that these nuns were from that were coming with us. It's a great order of nuns spread all throughout the world. And they had all sorts of apostolates in Argentina ready for us to kind of just tap right into and work. They had orphanages and elderly homes and homes for mentally and physically handicapped and all sorts of stuff for us to just kind of show up and tap into and help them out for a few weeks. So I had organized this whole mission trip, and part of the problem was communicating with them. I speak Spanish, but not perfectly, and sending emails and preparing things and then collecting money and making sure airfare is good and tickets are bought and names are perfect and copies of passports and that we've gotten enough money from contributions to pay for food and this and that and that we're going to get picked up at the airport and dropped off at the right spot and everything, right? All of these things were going through my head. And I remember it didn't really hit me until we were leaving the parish. We were like getting into cars and we were leaving, and I thought, like, holy crap, like, I'm in charge now. Like, I hope this works. And all sorts of things just started going through my mind. What if, what if, what if? What if, like, we don't, you know, the group splits up and we don't all get on the plane and, like, half of us are in Argentina and some people are still left in Florida? Or what if this happens? What if we get there and the transportation that we've arranged doesn't show up? And what if it does show up, but, like, all of our bags aren't there? And then we have to try to do, like, a second trip back to the airport. And then what if the directions aren't right and we get picked up at the airport, but then we don't get to the mission site? And then they're like, well, you're a week early, or, you know, there was something going on. I was just thinking all these different possibilities could go wrong. And one by one, every single thing went perfectly. And it totally boggled my mind. I remember it took like a whole day just to get down there and to travel and to get to the mission site. And I remember finally, like, after 36 hours of traveling, like, we were there. And I was going to bed, and I remember thinking, like, there is a God. Like, wow. And I just was walking through mentally those last hours and thinking, God, so many different things could have gone wrong, and I was preparing contingency plans, and all so many different things could have, and not a single thing went wrong. Everyone made all the flights. No one got lost. All of our bags made it. The person who was supposed to pick us up was there waiting for us. We got to the mission site despite bad weather, and it just all worked out perfectly. And I remember I called my mother, and I was talking to her, and I was telling her this story, and she kind of chuckled, and she said, well, did you really think that, like, after you're doing all of this great work for God, that he was just going to kind of not take care of you and your group? And I was like, wow, that's, yeah, I kind of did think that. I kind of did fall into that trap, and here Christ is telling us right in the gospel, seek first the kingdom of God. Recognize that you have such great dignity in his eyes, that you have such great worth in his eyes, that if you are going to live according to that dignity, if you are going to seek his will first, live up to your dignity as a human being, as a Christian even more so, if we live up to that, that God's going to take care of us. He's going to provide for all of those things. It's not an excuse for us to be neglectful in our planning and whatnot, but just to have a little bit of faith, to remember that. So I encourage all of us as we have this last few days of ordinary time before we move into the season of Lent, just to remember that. And remember that great dignity that we have, that God loves us so much. And that so long as we are living up to that dignity, that we are seeking first his will, that he's going to take care of everything else.